Okay, and we're back in again, the second hour, and I can give out a commitment. I'm actually living up to a commitment. I've broken some of them, but I said I'd give out. I'll give out the phone number in a minute, but we do have an email address for this program now. I'll try and get a shorter one in the near future, but it's pjb953@gmx.com. pjb953@gmx.com. I put that up in a rush this week, but anyway, the phone number to phone in here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you have anything to add to what we're saying today about taking your country back, which is what happened in Britain, we hope, 100% in the Brexit referendum, and I think it's the waves of that, the positive shockwaves of that are rolling out and will roll out for many weeks, months and years to come, etc. But I just mentioned there that many hundreds of things you say about the right food speech, but they're saying the cheapest things to get your hand on is tomatoes. Nutrient-rich tomatoes display remarkable anti-cancer fighting abilities. I've seen this come up the line now. They're saying this is now, like they're saying, aspirin is a miracle food and garlic, which they are. Well, aspirin is not a food, but a preventative for stroke. It's outstanding. And garlic is one of the most finest things the heart can have at any time, the rest of the body. But broccoli, they're saying about tomatoes. Again, Amy Goodrich, writing for Natural News, it is no longer a secret that a rich diet in organic fruits and vegetables reduce the risk of many diseases related to the aging process and our fast-paced modern life. Fresh produce is a crucial source of essential minerals, vitamins, fiber, etc., etc. While tomatoes never make it into the spotlight when it comes to superfoods, a recently published review in the Oncology Journal Cancers unveiled some remarkable cancer-fighting abilities of tomatoes products. Although tomatoes are not often touted in their nutritional value, the high availability of tomatoes all year round makes us an important source of cancer-fighting herb. I have to say something about tomatoes. You should only buy tomatoes from a hot sun lit climate. Well, in America, hopefully that's California. In Britain here, we have stuff either from Spain or from Holland. Well, most of the stuff in Holland is grown on chemicals in polytunnels, but obviously the Spanish ones would be high or low quality. They get natural sunshine. There's some tomatoes that have never seen the daylight and are grown on rock wool and chemicals. And I know that I used to sell organic fertilizer to growers years ago. So tomatoes and broccoli obviously has a similar effect. Broccoli has been touted as a superfood for quite a while. It is loaded with essential nutrients, offering a broad range of health benefits. And now a recently published study has found that broccoli sprout extract might protect against oral cancer and recurrence, yeah, for the upper body, yeah. The study published by the Journal of Cancer Prevention Research found that the potent doses of broccoli sprout extract activate a gene that promotes detoxification of cancer-causing elements. That's incredible. But they don't publish any trivial stuff on Natural News, that's for sure. And another one, the eight, this is a useful list, the eight most dangerous medicines on the earth. I'll come to this now. It's time to take your medicines, honey, but Mum, it's making me feel weird. This is quoting a classic phrase. Humans, many Western medicines are made in laboratories using chemicals and are highly experimental, and worse yet, they never test on humans except when they actually prescribed. Well, that's been proven. Dr. John Veropin, the whistleblower who's now sadly dead, blew the whistle on Eli Lilly for doing exactly that. And as I did on this first or second or third program of this series, The Barden Report, reading out the criminal convictions of the pharmaceutical industry is breathtaking. And they're still in business. Absolutely shocking. They've been fined billions of dollars in most cases. But they're saying humans are ultimate guinea pigs in America, while Big Pharma pockets trillions in profit. How did this come to be? Simple answer. After World War II, Nazi scientists were hired fresh out of prison to work on pharmaceuticals, vaccines and chemotherapy and chemical food additives in order to fuel the most insidious business on earth, allopathic medicine. It is no conspiracy theory either. The horrors that took place in the Holocaust in Germany was continued on a lesser scale and in the United States for money. Absolutely. Now, coming to the list now, there's a list. This is a fairly good article. Think about it. There is no other reason for our U.S.-based pharmaceutical companies hired convicted mass murderers to fill the highest positions at Bayer, BASF, Herxt, Fritz and Meir. Convinced of mass murder, served for 5 years. Fritz de Meer, convicted of mass murder, served 5 years in prison, then conveniently became chairman of Bayer's supervisory board. Whoa. Yes, that's Bayer that makes children's medications and most popular and the most popular aspirin. Well, most aspirin, by the way, it's very hard to get pure aspirin. I'm sure if I looked hard enough, I'd find it from some of the sites. But most aspirin tablets are 50% filler, the rest aspirin. Considering it's the cheapest thing in the world to make, they can't even do that right there. 100 milligrams of aspirin probably is a third of it is a filler. Carl Worcester of BASF helped manufacture Zycon B gas, the most powerful pesticide used to execute millions of Jews' blood. This freak went on to work on chemotherapy, the biggest medical scam of the century. Kurt Blum, who admitted to killing Jews with gruesome experiments, was hired in 1951 by the U.S. Army Chemical Corps to work on chemical warfare. The saying, do you get it? In other words, Big Pharma evil seeds, which the FDA calls medicine, were first planted in the United States 65 years ago. Many of the mad scientists who tortured innocent human beings in the Holocaust were hired and promoted by the U.S. pesticide, promoted by U.S. presidents to catapult what was called Western medicine, and has the ultimate goal of creating sickness, and then treating the symptoms for profit. Well, that's very well put. Take heed, my friends, because these are the eight most dangerous medicines on the planet Earth, and we come along with number one. SSRIs, the highly experimental, even never proven safe or effective, can completely block serotonin, leading to thoughts of suicide and even homicidal and suicidal effects. Well, I can vouch for that, and people I've been involved with. MMR vaccine, measles, mumps and rubella, associated with causing autism and other central nervous system disorders and a myriad of health issues. When the live measles virus gets into the body, the immune system is severely compromised, and the other chemical adjuvants and generally modified ingredients attack the child, causing permanent and sometimes fatal results. Well, the thing to prove that is look at VAXCD, Vaxxed, Dr. Andrew Wakefield's video that's out at the moment, and you'll see the results of that. Number three, there's three of eight, influenza vaccine, the flu shot, contains up to 50,000 parts per billion of mercury, in addition to formaldehyde, MSG, and aluminium, can cause pregnant women to abort and have miscarriages. And this is known, if people are paying attention to this, but as I said, people lose their reason when they come in contact with doctors and scientists. They think that they couldn't possibly lie, you know, the bedside manner. Most people will tell you, if you ask, where could I find a good doctor, they'll tell you, but X, Y, and Z, this guy. And when you question them, what they're talking about, how nice he is, you know. Yeah. Antibiotics annihilate good gut bacteria. Antibiotics annihilate good gut bacteria and therefore severely decrease immune systems. Doctors inappropriately prescribe antibiotics for viral infections and make matters much worse. HPV vaccine, human papilloma virus, known to send teens into anaphylactic shock and comas. Thousands of families have sued the manufacturers for millions of dollars for chronic and permanent health damage. Number five. Number six, chemotherapy. Yeah. Annihilates the immune system and often leads to the body forming new cancers, especially in the blood. Nazi scientists knew in the 1950s that chemotherapy only makes cancer temporarily recede, only to come back with a vengeance in other parts of the body. Still, Western medicine calls it successful. Rotatag, rotavirus vaccine, extremely toxic. Oral vaccine contains live rotavirus strains, G1, G2, G3, G4, and P1, plus highly toxic polysorbate 80 and fetal bovine serum. Also contain parts of porcine Zika virus. Polio, the eighth one, polio vaccine, I had one of those about the age of 7, oral and injected with a needle. It's a cold, hard, scary fact that millions of Americans were injected with cancer when they got the polio vaccine. Plus, the oral and nasal versions of the vaccine have been spreading polio in India and leaving many children paralyzed for life. Sure, people are paranoid of infectious diseases for good reason, and the American medical industry has exacerbated the worst cases on record to scare the living hell out of everyone into injecting their known carcinogenics for protection. It's racketeering and it's illegal. But the vaccine manufacturers are immune from lawsuits, protected by massive slush fund and other own their own secret court of law. Well, TPP, as I've been saying and everybody else is saying, is the nail in the coffin. If TPP is installed fully in the United States, Canada, and these southern Asian countries, that's it. They will be running everything. You will have to take that case to the Office of Special Masters of the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, which is commonly called the Highly Secretive Vaccine Court. The corrupt court administers a no-fault compensation program. Yes, you read that correctly. That serves as an alternative to your constitutional rights established back in 1986 for the drug companies, etc. But there you are. That's what we knew as an outline, but it's a very concise and very good article. And they're saying again here that exposure to aluminium through drinking water. Well, the drinking, nobody should drink public utility water. It's absolutely horrendous. And it causes dementia and Alzheimer's. And another small one, not to create, I'm not a paranoid person myself, can I tell you? I don't have any germs, phobias. But cell phones of hospital workers covered in dangerous contagion virus. Well, the one that was raging here was the, the one that was virus in hospitals, and it was raging through the, it's not MMR, it's, I'll think of it in a minute. And there were disinfecting the hospital. One of the reasons it was raging was that these contracted out to third world workers cleaning the hospitals. That was one major reason. And finally, they found where it was worst. MRSA, that's the one. MRSA. I'll write it out for myself here. The MRSA, not too far away from where I'm sitting now, was the worst in the UK. And Hereford had the distinction of the worst rate in England. And they finally found it as a test. Some smart technician was sent around the UK and found that the worst place was the plastic curtains around beds, which doctors pull around when they're examining you with their cheerleading flunkies of medical students. This is the middle of the curtain of people get hold of. That is the most diseased part of the hospital, worse than the toilet. So they now have designed them whereby that's replaced every day. So, and one of the simple things to get rid of MRSA is copper sulfate. And if you have copper handrails in hospitals, as opposed to other metals, that alone is... and brass with copper plates on doors, that alone diminishes the risk of infection. But they're saying here about cell phones of hospital workers covered in dangerous contagious viruses, as is the keyboards in public libraries and in, internet cafes. They are deadly dangerous places. They are proved to be 10 times worse than a public toilet. Parents needing hospitalization are already in a vulnerable state. As soon as they make their way through the hospital door, risk factors go up, and they are made even more vulnerable by the environment. Hospitals are a breeding ground for viruses and superbugs, the kind of pathogens that can severely affect already immune base. I should stop and say here, our own Vincent Fanelli was in dire health risk there recently when he got a severe infection from chemtrails, and he, quite honestly, he nearly died. He suffered a shocking coughing fit which caused him medical problems, and luckily he went to a medical facility that he will tell you on his program. This program of a few days ago, he made it out of there. But chemtrails are shocking, and he has a very good program on his archive there this week. Sorry, I haven't got it written down here exactly, whereby he has been badly hit on his family from the out effect of chemtrails, which are absolutely outrageous. But according to a new study in France, one-fifth hospital staff don't clean their hands after holding their cell phones. One of the mobile devices tested in France this is where they're using the company phones or phones for, that are in the hospital on their own. 35% tested positive for viruses. Doctors and nurses are carrying cell phones around, which harbor viruses and cause stomach upset, nausea, respiratory illness, and that can lead to lung infections. That was Vince Finelli suffered a severe respiratory infection from chemtrails at the Saint Etienne University Hospital in the Saint-Priest area of France. Scientists went in and swabbed the mobile phones that hospital workers use on a daily basis. 114 doctors and nurses participated as the team of researchers investigated a potentially dangerous situation of virus transmission between caregiver and patient. The researchers found that 64% of healthcare workers used their phones on the job and that 38% of their devices were contaminated with serious viruses. Wow. The most pervasive pathogen was the rotavirus, which was discovered on 39 of the 109 phones. The spread of rotavirus, which can lead to vomiting and diarrhea, could be halted if healthcare workers wash their hands after handling their cell phones. Amazing. Furthermore, these phones were covered in genetic material from the respiratory syncytial virus, which an unpronounceable name. Other ones were found in the same one. Both viruses can lead to lung infections. The implications are most severe for high-risk patients who have weakened immune systems. But cell phones, but keyboards on computers in a public place or in offices are a shocking one. And another one, and again, I'm not trying to promote paranoia, another shocking health risk that Bill Deagle dealt with one time is laser printers in offices. Laser printers fly across the surface many, many times to print, and they are x-raying the visible and invisible dust, and that dust then is radioactive, and you breathe that dust in an office which you can't see. It goes into your lungs and it stays there in your respiratory tract, and that is shocking. But laser printers are deadly dangerous. Electronic smog is bad for everybody, and most people don't realize, who have a young child in the house, the three most perverse things they can have in the house is, number one, a wretched microwave. Cut the cable and throw it out in the scrap. A roaming phone gives off a very high beam, and the other one is a router. One sitting beside me here now, but I'm cabled, I'm not Wi-Fi. A router giving off a very high beam. A young child can get brain tumor or retarded growth from that. And these are three simple things. I'll give you another three that cropped up recently with myself and other research I'm involved with people. This thing of hip replacement. One of the simple guides for people in sitting down and standing up, they say when you're a normal growing person, you should never sit on a seat lower than the back of your knee. And as you get older, you should sit on higher up to the bum cheek. Otherwise you're doing shocking damage to your hip joint. And another phenomenon we have, cars and technology have grown massively and very comfortable, but all the cars here in the UK, and I don't think it's any different in the US, the roof line is very low and the cars are low slung to the road, and you have to step up out of the cars, and that is ferocious. I'm hardly able to get out of my car at the moment. I am overweight, but this thing is simple. Again, if doctors of nutrition health are giving advice, these would be standard leaflets given out. Do not sit in a chair any lower than your knee, and as you get older, right up to your rear end. Do not be pulling yourself out of a chair. You're destroying your hip joint. And a lot of these hip joints are unnecessarily have occurred because of that damage alone. So there you are, more advice. That's my own research, and a lot of people in osteopaths run this past agree, but I said, why aren't you saying it? Why aren't you putting that out there? But again, more on the heading of people being attacked by the state. Mum arrested for spanking her own child after they were caught stealing. Little kid in a criminal is now a criminal to be a real parent. Good Lord. Has our society reached the point where spanking a child is no longer acceptable, or in some cases even legal? Maybe considering what happened to a mother near Baton Rouge, L.A., though clearly not all Americans agree that spanking is in moderation should be off limits. As reported by CBS Los Angeles, a woman who spanked her kids after she says she caught them stealing was subsequently arrested, and that has touched off a firestorm of protests in that area. But anyway, we'll continue on after the break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923, and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Ackerville, Moon River. I'm sure you'd rather listen to that than listen to me. But parents, just following on from that one, their mother criminalized for correcting her child. Parents coerced into signing incriminating vaccination refusal forms, and it's entitled Admit It, and that nothing, that not vaccinating their children is endangering their child. Imagine having to sign a document that say I'm refusing to have my child vaccinated and I agree I'm endangering their health. Well, that's entrapment of the worst kind. And just to read this article quickly, in the latest bullying tactic against parents who refuse to expose their children to the dangers of vaccines, the American Academy of Pediatrics, what a bunch they are, has produced a new vaccine refusal form to be distributed in doctors' offices throughout America. Parents who sign the form will be acknowledging that a doctor informed them that a particular vaccine was needed and that they refused to get it, and they are thereby putting their child at risk. Well, they've now put their head in a noose to sign that form, because they're automatically criminalized if they go to court. But the American legal system is an entrapment system anyway. I know that the failure to follow the recommendations about vaccinations may endanger the health of the life of my child. Oh, sorry, they're quoting from the document, and it says, this is what you're asked to sign. I know that failure to follow the recommendations about vaccinations may endanger the health of or life of my child and others with whom my child might come in contact. Wow. Ooh, imagine having to sign that as a parent. The form contains a list outlining some of the horrible problems that can befall a child who does not get vaccinated. Let's take a look at some of the issues that might occur. Certain types of cancer, illness requiring hospitalization, brain damage, paralysis, seizures. This was saying if you're not vaccinated, well, these will actually happen to you if you do get vaccinated. Seizures, other severe permanent effects, and even death. Well, read the internal slip in any pharmaceutical drug, which is a kind of disclaimer. And they'll tell you it's written on it and all the risks, and therefore you shouldn't touch it. Sound familiar? It should be, because many of these issues also happen to be experienced by people after getting vaccines. I've just said that, yeah. Of course, not everyone is aware of that, because doctors do not usually give parents the insert that comes with the vaccine outlining. No, they don't. They're just getting the jab. Doctors, parents, not always aware of vaccine dangers. Well, I don't know how people can't be aware today, considering the amount of coverage, even in the mainstream media. If the AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, is so concerned about informing parents, why aren't they requiring doctors to disclose the possible side effects of vaccines before administering it? In fact, doctors should be the ones having to sign waivers accepting full responsibility should a vaccine injury occur. Yeah. Can people cop on what's going on here? Doctor injects you with all sorts of mealy-mouthed language about why you should have this thing, injects them with the flu vaccine or whatever, and then they have no responsibility in the matter. Of course, the matter of who is responsible will be of little comfort to the parents whose children suffer these effects after being vaccinated, whether they were pressured into it or not. However, the prospect of taking responsibility would certainly give doctors pause and perhaps inspire them to do a little more research if their schooling on the matter was inadequate. Well, they're inside the turnstiles, as I describe it. They're on the money tree. That's the morals of most GPs. 90% of them are just on the symptom pharmaceutical drug. Healthcare and health prevention, not interested. Many doctors have admitted that they learned very little about the side effects of vaccines in medical school, which is something else that needs to be addressed. Dr. Susanna Humphreys has gone on the record as saying that doctors do not learn about vaccines or their contents in the medical school, nor do they learn about how they are manufactured or what the potential dangers are. Imagine this. And these are called professionals. Instead, she says, they are simply given a piece of paper that says that when the vaccines are due, give them. Wow. Something else. This is not surprising when you consider the fact that those involved in the manufacture and sale of vaccines have a lot to lose, and they are all too willing to sweep any evidence against their products under the rug. Yet many people actually become doctors out of genuine desire to help people. I have met very few of them over the years. Anyway, we're coming down to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In again, and just finishing this article on parents being entrapped into signing this refusal form, what they're entrapped to signing, and also on this form, the space on the form called child's ID number implies that these children and their parents will become part of a database, and it's anyone's guess what sort of problems inclusion in this database could bring about in the future. If someone around the child does get a disease that is vaccine preventable, could the parents be held liable for damages because they signed the form? Absolutely. It's a shocking risk. If laws continue to take away parents' rights, when it comes to vaccinating their kids? Could these children be subjected to forced vaccination? I mean, this is absolutely Stalinist, Soviet Union stuff. It really is. While at first glance, this form might seem more like propaganda aimed at convincing reluctant parents to give in and let their kids get jabbed. Well, it's that as well. Those who stand their ground and are willing to sign could be incriminating themselves. 100% they are. If doctors are not so sure that vaccines are safe for young children, they should have no problem signing the form. They don't give a toss, doctors. They just don't. They're making money. And they would be ostracized for life and they would never get a job again. But they're not meant to destroy themselves as an individual, but as hundreds and thousands of doctors stand up and attack this, it will be dead in a week. But again, there's no guts or morals or principles with the medical profession, virtually none. No doctor would ever get sign such a form. So they are. Why are they essentially asking parents to do the same thing? If parents are held responsible for the effects of not vaccinating their kids, why is it? Hello? Hello? Yeah, I was cut your end, okay. Okay, we're back on. We had a cut-off there for some reason. Maybe I hit a button, I don't think I did. But anyway, a shocking state of affairs where people are entrapped to signing these opt-out vaccination forms. It's entrapment of the very, very worst kind. And another one there in similar vein, top 11 conspiracy theories we all found out were true. And a few years ago, anybody who mentioned these 11, any one of these 11 situations, I'd read them out now, were regarding as a nutcase. But it's funny how so many people, this article says, try to discredit natural health enthusiasts when they hear about food or medicines they are consuming or taking for years, mainly because they just don't want to find out what they have been doing wrong for so long. But anyway, I'll get down quickly to what this article is saying. The 11 conspiracy theories that are laughed at over the years. Number one, poison in the water supply, including sodium, fluoride, lead, and aluminium. In Flint, Michigan, water quality scientists have been officially charged with felony conspiracies after lead contamination data and committing scientific fraud that harmed the public. Number two, those long-lasting chemtrails. Well, Vincent Finelli can speak with real conviction on this one. From airplanes contain biohazardous toxic waste from hospitals and cancer-causing glyphosate that poisons organic crops. Wow. Number three, vaccines still contain mercury, including influenza, shot at 51 parts per million. Bill Gates, via the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, wants to eliminate billions of people over the next decade using vaccines and GMOs. You can listen to him say it himself as captured on video at TED, at the TED conference. Just checking the list here. Yeah, okay. President Obama purposely allowed terrorists and illegal aliens into America who are destroying our health and livelihood with infectious diseases, violence, and acts of terror. Number five, this was said and now it's been proven. Number six, children will soon be forced vaccinated. Well, I've just read out the results of that. The U.S. government supports funds and encourages the sale of aborted baby body parts. Well, there's Planned Parenthood being the offenders here, and that's well documented. The cancer industrial complex is in full swing, and evil oncologists across America are overdosing healthy Americans, some to death with toxic chemotherapy, while robbing Medicare tax money in the process. The ultimate example is Dr. Farid Fatta, now serving 45 years in a federal prison for mass murder in this area. Number nine, chemical agricultural giants like Monsanto, Bayer, DuPont, Dow, and Syngenta are purposely contaminating non-GMO foods with deadly herbicide called glyphosate to trick health-conscious Americans into eating cancer-causing foods. I've just been reading an article in the Irish Farmers Journal where the Irish farmers are fighting to to have glyphosate continued to be used. The European Union has given an 18-month more moratorium before they ban it. The French want it banned outright. But glyphosate, if the farming organizations were worth a damn, they'd have their own laboratories. But even a $100 contribution for farmers in a region each, they could set up their own laboratory and test, do their own testing, not to be depending on multinationals and state governments who are basically lying to them. SSRI drugs are the main factor responsible for mass shootings and multiple homicides and common suicides. Well, virtually every one of the characters involved, be they manipulated by the state or not, have been SSRIs. The chap, mayor, who murdered and is charged with murder for killing Joe Cox, the young woman MP in Britain here 2 weeks ago, he was on many, many years, probably 20 years on SSRIs, and quite a disturbed person. Prescription drugs are the leading cause of sickness and death in America, even when taken as prescribed by the quack doctors in America called MDs, who go to school for 8 years to learn how to juggle experimental chemical-based drugs, but never learn a single about nutrition. Absolutely, they have not a clue. There is no reason for so many people to turn to holistic, non-invasive medicine and raw whole organic. There is a reason so many people turn to holistic, non-invasive medicine and raw whole organic food when chemical medicine and junk science fail them. There is a reason over 7 million people visit Natural News every month to find out good, bad, and ugly about so-called conspiracy theories. Well, it's a fantastic site. It is not every company and corporation. It's not that every company and corporation is out to get you, but rather that you must be a defensive consumer, just as though just a probably defensive driver. Think of how many wrecks you would have already experienced if you were not defensive. Absolutely. But you just go watch out for the people, the companies with an agenda, and it's very, very clear who they are. But another one, Facebook accused of listening to everything you say. Well, I just live in absolute exasperation as to why anybody would put any information about themselves on Facebook, because they don't seem to know what Facebook is. It's a monitoring and data collection. It's the ultimate data mining and entrapment site, and I just don't know how the gullibility of people is just shocking. This is another article from Activist Post. Recently, an expert has come out to claim that Facebook may be listening in on your conversation. Kelly Burns, a mass communication professor at the University of South Florida, believes that the app might be using people's microphones to gather data. Well, amazing. We've just been cut off air there for a few seconds when I started talking about this stuff. The cut wasn't at my end here. That was somewhere in between on Skype. And Skype is owned by Microsoft. Facebook admits that the app is capable of listening to what's happening around it, but claims that features simply identify what people are listening to or watching. Well, as we all know, I have very few apps on the phone. I have apps are a massive carrier of viruses and surveillance and data stealing, and people are getting all these trendy apps on their phones. Professor Burns has said that the tool appears to be using the audio. It gathers not simply to help out users, but might be doing so to listen into discussions and serve them in relevant advertising. Well, most company phones that are given out in the UK here, it's now known in the National Health Service, have an open mic intercept that the people using them up to recently did not know, and their own employers are listening to them, especially the people doing outreach work. And unless you're sticking to the agenda, you will be got at. The claim chimes in with anecdotal reports online that the site appears to show ads for things that people have mentioned in passing. Yeah, I've found that with people around me, people who didn't actually search for an item, but were discussing a similar thing pop up on their website, depending on the type of equipment you have. Facebook admits that their apps can listen to audio and collects audio information from users, but that the two aren't combined. Oh dear. And no audio data is stored or correlated to it with advertising. Yeah, we believe that. Facebook does not use microphone audio to inform advertising or newsfeed stories in any way. This is their quote from Facebook. Businesses are liable to serve relevant ads based on people's interests and other demographic information, but not through audio collection that Facebook in a recent one. Imagine the backhanders Facebook are getting for directing ads to people who have searched or read stuff on Facebook about an item. I mean, you're just being targeted. You are the product, as I say. If it's free, you are the product. Although Facebook claims that they do not listen in on conversations and catch, the catch here is that Facebook does not have access to your phone's microphone, as giving, well, I don't know, what type of phone you have, as giving permission to access your microphone is a requirement to be able to download the site, etc., etc., etc. But anyway, I have to say it again 10 million times. Facebook, a very, very dangerous thing to be involved in. This other one here, similar thing about communication here. Controversial free speech zones finally being banned from college campuses. Controversial free speech zones finally being banned from college campuses. Amid an ongoing debate in Iowa about constitutionality of free speech zones on college campuses, the governor of Arizona recently signed new bills that will effectively turn campuses themselves into zones of free speech in the state. Well, Arizona, really. Why aren't they doing something about the Bureau of Land Management and what's going on there? Both Arizona bills were signed into law by Governor Doug Ducey on May 16. House Bill 2548 targets free speech infringements in public squares. HB 2615, another bill, eliminates free speech zones altogether. This is confusing. Another and orders those areas to be converted into memorials or monuments. Now they're corralling the free speech into specific areas, but free speech. It's very confusing. One state will introduce a positive law, and the other will introduce a destructive law. But talk about take your country back, take your state back. County by county, state by state. As recently as March of this year, Dr. Charles Kessler, a prominent conservative professor and senior fellow at the Claremont Institute, stated in an interview that students today are looking for college to protect them from argumentation, from offensive and easily taken. Oh, yeah. Though the racist card and the taking offense carry on. Oh, Lord. The mantra of student protest these days is, I'm offended. And imagine the students were blatantly and correctly demonstrating in the 60s about the Vietnam War, for exposing what it was. But those had some effect. But around that time, the government drugs came into America in a deluge, and that was designed to distract and confuse the young generation. I'm offended is very different from saying I disagree. Well, words have different meaning nowadays. That's more the part of the political correctness propaganda. When you say to someone, I disagree with you, you invite conversation. I'm offended means stop talking. Yeah. That's very good. In recent years, opponents to free speech zones are finding more and more reasons to celebrate. In April 2014, Virginia became the first state in the Union to ban the practice when HB 258, their bill, passed both houses of the Assembly unanimously and was then signed into law by the governor. A little over a year later, in 2015, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon signed the Campus Free Expression Act, which designates the outdoor areas of campuses of public institutions or higher education to be traditional public forums, making Missouri the second state to adopt such a measure. Now, with the news out of Arizona, three states have chosen to eliminate free speech zones from college campuses. Oh, they've eliminated them. It's very confusing what I just read out. On the other side of the spectrum, what's been happening in Iowa is a good example of how complicated the issue has become. As early as 2009, professors in the Hawkeye state had expressed concern over the impairment of free speech on campuses in the wake of Iowa State announcing that special zones will be established for political protests. Really? You have to get a permit too. The Iowa State Daily put questions to professors at neighboring university. Well, Des Moines, for some reason, Iowa's some very good people, down-to-earth farming people, but the UN meets in Des Moines, Iowa. Some of the UN committees meet there for some reason. But I think Des Moines is a Masonic city. One associate professor of journalism, Stephen Berry, said that as a journalist, he would adamantly oppose any limitations on free speech except speech that would cause imminent danger to life or property or violate constitutionally protected rights of others. Addressing free speech zones specifically, he added, that would be also concerned about the restriction on whether the protesters are allowed to protest. But no, there's a law in Britain here which hasn't come into the fore yet. More than 12 people assembled at a meeting is regarded as riotous assembly. Now, they haven't enforced that, but that's on the books. Tony Blair has brought that in. And another one in the similar thing about communication and free speech. 25 rules of disinformation, propaganda, psychops, debunking techniques. Well, so I'll probably have time to read these. Disinformation, carry on. Hear no evil and see no evil, speak no evil. Regardless of what you know, don't discuss it, especially if you are a public figure, a news anchor, etc. If not reported, it didn't happen, and you have never to deal with the issues. Well, that's a technique been used recently by the BBC, not covering issues until it blows up with some other network covering a major issue that's happened, and then they follow the story and don't lead with it. That's another way of just not reporting happens going on. Become incredulous and indignant. Avoid discussing key issues. Instead, focus on side issues which can be used to show the topic of as being critical of some otherwise sacrosanct group of theme. Meaning, what we're reading here is organizations putting out disinformation. These are the techniques they use. They avoid the key issue, and that's what I find with people, including this campaign for the last 6 months about getting Britain out of it. People fundamentally do not understand what the EU is. It does not need to exist, but people are totally confused. But anyway, we're coming up to the last break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Very good. We're coming back in again. Now, this is a very good article. I'll run out of time reading today, but I'll start with it next week. And it's Activist Post, A-C-T-I-V-I-S-T. There's no copyright on their stuff. And they have some outstanding information. Activist Post is very, very good. This article is written by Kristen T. Harris, and they're saying 25 rules of disinformation and how techniques, you know, politicians and companies and organizations and the mainstream media try to confuse people by not dealing with the core issue. And that has been the key thing in this thing we've gone through, the EU referendum. And it's been going on for years here. It culminated in the actual campaign since Christmas. But as well as what people don't know, is that there wasn't just one Leave campaign. There was four or five, and they're all arguing with themselves as well, which nearly derailed the campaign. But this is very, very good, and I'll do it completely next week. This techniques of disinformation. I was saying becoming credulous and indignant, yeah, taking offence, that's a real good one. Or playing the race card, that's rampant on the BBC. Create rumour mongers, avoid discussing issues by describing all charges regardless of venue or evidence as mere rumours and wild accusations. Other derogatory terms mutually exclusive of truth may well work as well. This method works especially well with the silent press, because the only way the public can learn about facts are through such arguable rumors. If you can associate the material with the internet, use the fact to clarify the wild rumor. Use a straw man. Find or create a seeming element of your opponent's argument, which you can easily knock down to make yourself look good and the opponent look bad. Either make up an issue you may safely imply exists based on your interpretation of the opponent's argument, so that's basic, or select the weakest aspect of their argument, amplify their significance, and destroy them. Sidetrack opponents with the name calling and ridicule. Oh yeah, that's a big one. If you discussed immigration in this Leave campaign, you were racist, and the BBC are number one in that one when they're rigging an audience. Like the UK is seeing 11% ethnic, most of their audiences are at 45-50%. Sidetrack opponents with name calling and ridicule. This is also known as the primary attack, the messenger ploy, though other methods qualify as variants of that approach. Associate opponents with unpopular titles such as kooks, right wing, liberals, left wing, terrorists, conspiracy buffs, radicals, militia, racists, religious fanatics, sexual deviants, and so forth. This makes others shrink from support out of fear or gaining the same label. It wouldn't make me shrink, I can tell you. 6 out of 25, hit and run. In any public forum, make a brief attack on your opponent or the opponent's position and then scamper off before an answer can be fielded. Well, that's a technique at public meetings, be they indoor or outdoor, or simply ignore any answer. This works extremely well in internet and letters to the editor environments. Well, I don't take part in social media. I wouldn't touch it with a barge pole, where a steady stream of new identities can be called upon without having to explain critical reasoning. Simply make an accusation or other attack, never discussing issues and never answering subsequent response, but that would dignify the opponent's view. Yeah. Question number 7, question motives. Twist or amplify any fact which you could be taken to imply that the opponent's operating out of a hidden personal agenda, etc., etc. Anyway, we've run out of time. I hope it hasn't been too much of a dog's dinner of facts today, but Brexit was the main issue. But we should be back this time next week, and we'll talk to you then.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.